again, my friend. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, coach, and just about anything I can do to help other people get ahead. Welcome to Be Your Destiny. Here's another episode just for you. And I think you're really going to love this. In fact, I know you're really going to love this because it's going to give you some insight into what gets people over the top, what gets people moving past that point where they only think they can do something and they actually achieve it. This is about going all in. But before we get started, I'd like to remind you, you can go to easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com, if you'd like to become part of the team of people making 100% commissions with the complete marketing system, lead generation, free leads, and everything else coming to you. It's all right there. It's an exclusive membership site for any of you who would like to be a reseller in the top, in the absolutely top 100% commission programs, like 7-Minute Workout, Pure Leverage, Power Lead System Funnel, or Empower Network. It's all set up for you. We deliver active members, receive free leads just for being active. And there's all kinds of training, over $7,000 worth of training, mentoring, tools, and gosh knows what else. There's so much in there, I can't remember what's in there, and I put it there. All right, so let's get going. Let's talk about, let's look at, let's see exactly what it takes to get yourself over that hump. What's stopping you? Why can't you get there? Not too long ago, I was at a networking meeting in downtown Washington, D.C., right across the street from the Capitol, in a place that's called the Liaison Hotel. It's not a big hotel, but it has a good-sized meeting room, which is why it was probably chosen for this location. And I was introduced to an amazing group of entrepreneurs. There are actually multi-level marketers in the industry of insurance. Not just insurance, they're actually in the financial services industry. One of their many financial leveraging tools is something called universal life insurance, or indexed universal life, okay? But nonetheless, and that was the thing they were kind of talking about the most, but they're financial services. And they were an amazing group of people. And while I was there, they had an absolutely amazing speaker come in. So I wanted to share with you because, and the reason I want to share with you is because he pretty much matched things I have said before, but maybe not in exactly this way. So I thought it was very, very important for you to know this because it can make a big difference on how you view where you're going in life and what you're going to do. Of course, why is it that some people succeed and some people don't? Well, I don't know all the fancy psychological answers to that, but I do know some things, and a lot of it is reflected in what this speaker, his name was Jean Paul Gonzalez, from New York, and I'll tell you exactly how he got to be where he was in a moment, but it's all about what I've talked about before, about being all in, looking close at yourself. What is it that you are really all in for? Are you really committed to making your business, okay? Now, there's an easy way to look at this, okay? When you get up in the morning, do you think, well, I'm going to do my business and make it work, but only after I take care of this, that, and the other thing? Okay, does that sound like you're all in? Does that sound like you're really committed to your business? Let's say you even have a business partner. Well, they're trying to build this business, and you say, well, I'll get with my business partner sometime today. But first I have to do this, that, and the other thing. They have absolutely nothing to do with my business, and it's all about just, taking care of the odds and ends and that. And you have these kinds of excuses every single day. All right. Every single day. My honey-do list. Oh, I had to do my honey-do list. Oh, my honey-do list. My honey-do list. My honey-do list. My honey-do list. Now, that applies to both men and women. Okay. And so I'm not trying to, pick on men as being badgered by women. It goes both ways. Women have similar excuses. Okay. So it's, So the question is, are you all in? When are you going to be all in? When is everything you do for your business going to be a full commitment and not just, well, I'm just going to see if it's going to work? Maybe it's going to work. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And you don't really do anything. Let's just say you do an email marketing campaign, a small one, and it doesn't go exactly right. So without any further analysis other than you didn't get the results you wanted, you decide that the email marketing doesn't work. All right? Does that sound like somebody that's all in? Is that the way, let's say your job that you want to get out of, when they ask you to do something, if they said, do an email marketing campaign for me, would they accept that just because you didn't get the exact results you wanted the first time you did something, that it wasn't worth it, that it didn't work? Would they accept that? Seriously, look at it. I mean, what in the world would you ever achieve if you did that with everything you see that doesn't work exactly the way you want the first time you try it? I'm willing to bet that even the first time you wound up a wound up doll that's supposed to walk across the floor and not fall down, that it fell down because you put it on a rug instead of a flat floor. You said it, I don't know. Did you say the doll didn't work, or did you go put it on a flat floor? You tried something just a little bit different to make it work, right? So being all in is the most important thing you can possibly do. When are you going to look at yourself and say, I'm really going to make this work no matter what? When are you going to make a total commitment to moving your business ahead? When are you going to bring your spouse in and have them understand what the results will be when you make it work? When are you going to get them on board to understand that a business doesn't work instantly, all right? And that you're going to keep working as hard as you have to achieve that freedom, because when you achieve that freedom, you will have the ability to dictate your own life. And that is what being all in is all about. If you're not willing to make that commitment with each other ever, then quit trying to be in business. I guess it's, seriously, you're not going to succeed if you cannot make the full commitment. Jean Paul told this story, and I'm going to repeat it the best I can. But it'll help you understand better what being all in a very dramatic way. He was up there, and I was amazed by this story. He told the story of a young man. Actually, he told a story of a fetus whose mother had got measles while the baby was developing. Now, if you're familiar with the virus, I guess it's a virus, measles, if a pregnant mother gets measles while the baby is still developing in its early stages, it can cause deformations, and it can be severe. So she got measles, and after the measles were done, the baby was looked at, and she was told that they could not see the arms, I believe it was, and parts of the body forming at all. And ultimately, she was recommended that the baby be aborted because it really wasn't going to have much of a life. So mom, future mom, had a decision to make. Is she going to do what the doctor said, or is she going to have her baby? All right. Now, I don't know what you would have done. The doctors keep telling you, and they kept telling her over and over again, we can't see the arms. We don't see any way this baby is going to be born with functional limbs. And of course, it's believable because this happens often when a mother gets a disease like measles when she is pregnant. Well, mom made a decision. Mom made a decision that she was all in for her young infant to be born, no matter what. She was going to commit everything she had to that baby's life. She wanted her baby to have a life, and if it meant even if that baby had no arms, no legs, couldn't function, she had to carry it around for her rest of her life, she was all in to make that happen. And so she brought the baby to term, and the baby was born. And the amazing thing was, is that baby was Jean-Paul Gonzalez. Jean-Paul Gonzalez, I'm 6 foot two. I'm not sure how tall he is, but he's bigger than me. Maybe 6 foot four. He has all of his arms. He has all of his legs. He is fully functional today. And because his mother was all in for him, was going to do anything it took to make him have a life, that he was standing before us, giving us this presentation about being all in, standing before us, waving his arms, despite the fact that the doctors didn't say the arms didn't exist. They said they couldn't see the arms. And sure enough, by the mother being all in and totally committed to her son, he's alive today giving these speeches. Now, what Jean-Paul does is he helps people get ahead. That's what he does. He teaches. He teaches at a university in New York. And he had a sports career, and he gave that up in order to teach people in New York. And he achieved some level of fame for his motivational speeches because the New York Giants had heard somebody from the Giants organization the year they went to the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl happened, when the Giants were losing and they needed to turn things around. They needed something to spark them, okay? And they heard Jean-Paul give one of his talks. And Jean-Paul went to the Giants and really laid it on them about being all in. Are you, the New York Giants, going to be all in for each other, totally committed to your team? You are good. I mean, they're professionals. So the fact is, all professional sports teams actually have the same ability to compete with each other. It's just a matter of who's executing the best and whose mind is truly committed and totally in the game. And he gave his all-in speech to the New York Giants, and it was such a powerful speech that the team literally turned things around at that point. It was a just-in-time speech, a just-in-time turnaround. And the Giants went from a losing season to a winning season to winning the Super Bowl that year. And it all leveraged around that the day that Jean-Paul gave that speech to the Giants. Now, he's gone on to many, many other sports and other business organizations and given similar talks. And I would, you know, he stands up and does his presentation and shows all the shirts and places that he went to, and probably 85% of them had some significant turnaround, and a few of them didn't. And, you know, that just shows to show that I or Jean-Paul, anybody could preach to you all day long, and if you don't absorb it and take action on it, then nothing will happen, all right? It takes a total commitment from you in more ways than one. You must get off your butt and make a full commitment to your business. You must make it big. You must be so into it that you will not just put it aside as if it's some sort of sideshow. All right? Sideshows don't win. Not in business, not in life, not in anything. Another story about an individual. I don't know that I'll get this exactly right, but the point of it will be good enough. So I don't even remember the name of the individual that's involved because it's another sports person, and I have to admit I really don't follow sports names very much. So even though I played sports all my young life, following sports names wasn't actually my bag. But nonetheless, the story is relevant. Listen to this. You won't believe this, but if you listen to this, you may find that this is something that you're doing in your business, in your life, and that's preventing you from moving ahead. So this individual is being driven by, I believe is being driven by gangs in neighborhood, badness. he wasn't a strong individual. He got attacked and beat up, and he wanted to make it stop. All right. Now, that part of the story, I may not got it exactly right, but you'll get the point here. Okay. So follow on. So if you're sitting there going, I know this story. That's not how it happened. All right. I already told you. I know that might not be exactly how it happened, but it's close enough. All right. So it's, the way he decided to move ahead was with a deck of cards. He would use a deck of cards to bring about his future. Now you're thinking maybe, how the heck can you bring about your future with a deck of cards? Well, listen in and you shall hear the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Here's what he did. He decided that he was going to become fit and strong and be able to do whatever he wanted and control his life. And he would use a deck of cards to do it. He would do as many push-ups each day as there were on each card. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, you draw the card off the deck. If a three comes up, you do three push-ups. If the next card was a king, you do 10 push-ups. Okay. If the next card is an ace, you do 11 push-ups. And you pull off as many cards as you can until you can't do any more push-ups. His goal was to be able to do the entire deck, okay? To do the entire deck. So, can you imagine that? Can you imagine every day thinking, I only got 10 cards done. How am I ever going to get to 52? I only got 11 cards done. Day after day, and I got to get to 52, all right? And I don't even know the number of push-ups it would take to do the entire deck. Let's see, I guess that would be 30, 60, 90. Well, it's a lot. I can't calculate that in my head. But it's a lot, okay? So he went about this every single day, doing the deck of cards, getting as far through it as he possibly could, trying to get to the next card. Into the next card. And 13 years later, when he's completing college and moving on into pro football, he finally completes the deck of cards. Okay? 13 years later, this young man was all in to doing exactly what he said. Now, how did he do it? Could you do that? Could you actually get through the entire deck of cards? Well, see, here's the trick. It's not really a trick. Why is it that he could get through that entire deck of cards and you think that you could not? Well, it's like this. It's because he looked at that deck of cards as one card at a time. He did not do what I just said at the beginning of this story, looking at each card and thinking, I'll never get to 52. I only got 10. I got to get to 52. I'll never get to 52. And thinking about it that way. He thought about it like he got 11 today and my goal is to get 12. That's because that's the next number of cards. So, you know, maybe today he got through 11. Tomorrow he got through 11. Tomorrow he got through 11. The next day he got through 11. And then the next day he got through 12 cards. And the next day he got through 13. And then 13. And then 13. And then 14. Okay? You see what I'm telling you? He did it one step at a time. He did not look at the... He knew what his goal was. It was out there, right? His goal was to get the whole card, the whole deck of cards, to be able to do the entire deck of cards. But he did not view himself as a failure every day for not having done the entire deck of cards every day, okay? He instead saw himself as a success for getting to the next step on a regular basis, okay? That's the way you need, that's how you get all in to your business. By seeing yourself with each step you achieve as being a real success. All right? Gene Paul told this story much better than I did, but that is the bottom line of success. You must be all in. And to get all in, you must establish a way in order to view what you're doing as success and not failure. If you keep viewing everything you do as failure, you're going to keep changing some people are changing like every week what they say they're going to be doing in their business. Well, I can assure you they are not succeeding. You need to pick a method. You need to pick a model and you need to go with it. You need to be committed to it. Not just for 30 days, not just for 60 days, but for the long term. If you listen to one of my earlier interviews, I think it was with Chris Reed, a 7-minute workout, he talks about how the real business successes take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years or more to actually succeed. But when they do, they have got what they went after and they've got the level they want. Planning to change everything overnight is absurd. You have goals that are not achievable, and you're not giving yourself credit for the small successes that occur each and every day. You must be willing to be full in. You must be all in to your plan, to your execution. You must make a commitment to your business. You must make a plan. You must make a budget. You must put it together. You must see where you are. You must get your spouse on board with you. You must set out realistic achievements that you can do and that are demonstrable to those that you are trying to get on board with you. Make those something that are actually achievable on a daily basis. Those successes are real successes. Those will get you full in to achieving the big goal. You know what the big goal is, and that's okay. And it may take you a year, 2 years, 3 years, or more to get there. But if you can demonstrate real progress and real success along the way, then you are all in and ready to go. You have to be all in. You have to be committed. You have to be able to see achievement where achievement exists. If you can't do that, then you will fail. And you do not want to failure, do you? I am certain you do not want to be a failure. You want to be the guy on top, controlling your destiny. You want to be at home like I am, working from home, doing what you want, setting your plan, setting your life, and determining where you're going to go. Be your destiny by being all in and allowing yourself to see achievement where achievement really exists. Achievement doesn't mean I was working in my job today and I decided I was going to go online and I'm not working in my job at the end of the week. That is an absurd goal, okay? Unless you have a bunch of money in the bank, it ain't going to happen, all right? Unless you know already how to do this kind of marketing, it ain't going to happen. Make a plan. Make a plan with achievable steps. Go all in and be committed to it. Have a budget that you can work with. Set limits, but have a big goal. Get there. If you want to be in a program, if you want to set up a business, then plan on being on the route with one single business for a minimum of a year to determine if you are going to succeed with it. You have a lot to learn and a lot to do, and succeeding overnight is not reality. Succeeding one step at a time is reality, and you can do that. It is true. Now, you can do that and do that easily because I've put together the marketing systems for you, and they're totally free but totally exclusive. If you're ready to be all in with any one of the four 100% commission offers, 7-minute workout, pure leverage, power lead system funnel, or Empower Network, then you have a complete marketing system and training with a plan put together to help you build your specific plan so that you can achieve one goal, one step at a time, and move ahead. It's the Easy Lead Network. Go to the EasyLeadNetwork.com, EasyLeadNetwork.com, and get started. Not only do we provide all the training, mentoring, tools, and over $7,000 worth of literally everything you need to run your business. We also give you free leads. As an active member, active business builder, you're in a community of people just like you working together to grow their business. And by being active and making steps in your business, you actually get free, highly qualified leads delivered to you. There's no place else where that happens. Only in the Easy Lead Network. Join me. It's free. It's exclusive. You do need to become a reseller in one of the four programs, but Easy Lead Network, LEAD Network.com. Go there and get started now. There's absolutely no obligation when you sign up. If you sign up and change your mind, well, you've lost nothing because you didn't pay a dime. You're not going to be asked for a credit card at the website. All right. You just need to ultimately become a reseller and you'll be getting full and free and exclusive access to this membership. All right. I'll see you there and I'll see you on the next Being Your Destiny in Wayne Scherer's Show.